I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Over thousands of miles and dozens of orders of pancakes, Courtney Dillard and Matt Weber have just about been everywhere. Newlyweds, 4 months ago, the couple embarked on a honeymoon like no other. Worried about the domestic nature of marriage, they didn't want to limit themselves to the ordinary and mundane. So they took to the road and to cafes across America.
For example, we were in New Orleans for Thanksgiving. And so instead of serving my husband Thanksgiving dinner at 4 o'clock and then him watching the game or what have you, we were delivering food to shut-ins.
So far, Courtney says they've discovered that without fail, people are good. Matt wasn't always a fan of eating breakfast with strangers. It started while dating in Portland. Courtney would invite people sitting by themselves to the table with them.
I was usually like, hey, it's 9 o'clock on a Sunday. I don't want to do that.
But eventually, he says it grew on him. They are doing the cross-country trek without getting into debt, and they don't even have smartphones or a GPS system to guide them. They figure it's better to see where the road will lead without quite knowing what's ahead. They've shed tears, swapped stories, and are learning what makes people more similar than different, even after a very heated political season. In San Antonio, they met John at Jim's. John is a gay activist who says he was accidentally outed to his family. He says he's using that to help others tell their story.
My parents have always been super supportive of me in that they love me and they want my life to be as happy as possible. And in this, they see that I am driven by not just a desire, but a need, a moral need to help other people and to try my best to help other people.
Courtney and Matt will return to Portland in just a few weeks after 5 months on the road, learning about themselves and others along the way.
There's so much richness around you, and you know, there's so many friends that can easily be made. And you know, you can get to know your fellow countrymen, you can get to know your country better and just your community by just kind of speaking to the person next to you.
I've been everywhere.
Ryan Blake, Texas Public Radio News.